we embarked on this exercise with our colleagues, the other four district councils, and we thought we would have a merger with the five of us. And we engaged professional consultants to look at this and examine it and create the business case. And of course, once you engage professionals, you do it for a reason. And when you get the results, it may be disappointing, but the results show that Ashford is in a very strong financial position. And for us to be part of that four would mean that they would have to make significant changes, because we are the lowest council tax in Kent and one of the lowest in the UK. And we've been a growth area for a very long time now, for about two decades. And therefore, Ashford's been growing, and we took advantage of the government's position of being entrepreneurial and being able to create our own limited companies. And as you'll probably be aware, we've been doing things over the last four or five years, like buying the International House, 12-storey office block by the station. We bought the whole 34 shops in Park Mall, because a third of them were empty. They're now all full. And we are engaging on this sort of entrepreneurial and commercial activity. It's going to bring income streams for the people of Ashford, so we can keep the tax low. So I think that with High Speed 1 and what we're doing with Junction 10A, it's all going to help this large landmass of Ashford. It helps all of East Kent as well, because East Kent economy is not, doesn't rest on borders around Ashford. We have no border control. It benefits the entire East Kent. But to amalgamate in this way, it would be really a nonsense to amalgamate, where you're going to very seriously increase the council taxes in one district. And in fact, the other districts would almost have to cut theirs to harmonise with us. It just didn't make any sense. And not only did the consultants have that view, that's a view shared by all the other four district councils. They're much better without us on this merger. And we're certainly better. And we're in harmony with that. We both understand that. And it's excellent. It's rather refreshing that we all do understand that, and we're all still united. We are going to have a memorandum of understanding so that we work together and cooperate. And if we can share services with them, we will be doing it. If they're amalgamating, maybe some of ours may do so as well. But what we're doing, we're keeping the door open. We're trying to be analytical, looking what's best for East Kent and Ashford. And if in the future, and it's going to take this four coming together, three or four, 5 years to bed in together and harmonise their council tax, which will have to happen over time, I presume, and then we'll be looking at that. We'll be monitoring that over time. And if in 5, 7, 10 years' time, it's meaningful that we should be joining that and joining that large authority, we would certainly consider that. No question of that.